they said, "I'm sorry that I broke your leg." You might say, "That's all right, I didn't like it
at all."
Right. If someone says, "Did he give you any?" You would say, "No, he didn't give me." If you're talking about a child who is spoiled, you might say, "That boy is spoiled, and when he grows up, he'll have his trouble." If he's likely to, he'll have his trouble.
Likely to have his trouble.
Okay. Do you have a term for a trench that's cut by a plow?
You asked me that, and I can't remember.
Furrow. Is that the term you would use?
That's the term that I would remember now. Would you?
Okay. I know some of these things you've just been away from. It's hard to remember. To get the land ready to plant by getting rid of trees and brush, you do what to the land? When you get rid of the trees and brush.
Clear.
Okay. And the past tense would be?
Clear.
If someone raised a lot of wheat, you might say he raised a big quart of wheat.
Oh. I know too.
Or cotton, you might say we had a good quart this year.
Wow.
Do you know of terms for a second cutting of clover or grass?
No.
If you had one bushel and added 39 more, you would have 40 what?
Bushels.
If you're talking about oats, you might say, would you use
gallon?
Okay, and the oats
have been gathered.
Okay. Would you use oats as a singular or plural?
I don't know.
Do you think you would say oats is or oats are?
I think they are.
Okay. And if they're getting the chaff out of oats, you would say that oats are being...
Is it all? What do you call it, shaking oats?